This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, Chicago suffered one of its bloodiest holiday weekends yet. 17 people were shot and killed, including a 7-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. 70 more people were wounded by gunfire. An additional 1,200 officers were on the streets over the weekend, but there were still more than twice as many shooting deaths compared to last year.
We cannot allow this to be normalized in this city. We cannot get used to hearing about children being gunned down in Chicago every weekend. We must keep violent offenders in jail longer.
New York City also saw a spike in gun violence this past weekend. 11 people died and dozens were wounded in more than 30 shootings. Mayor Bill de Blasio voiced his concern during a morning news conference.
It's not because of one thing. Let's be really clear. There's not one cause for something like this. There's a lot of different pieces. And again, the fact that the court system's not working, the economy is not working. People have been pent up for months and months. So many issues underlying this challenge.
And an 8-year-old girl was fatally shot Saturday night in Atlanta after at least two people opened fire on the car she was riding in. The shooting happened near a memorial for Rayshard Brooks. He's the black man who was killed by a white police officer last month. The Supreme Court today unanimously ruled that presidential electors can be bound to the winning candidate in their state's popular vote. That means that in 32 states and the District of Columbia, electors, they cannot cast their Electoral College vote for a different candidate. Separately, the High Court also upheld a 1991 law that bars telemarketing robocalls to cell phones, but it threw out an exception that was created by Congress that allowed the calls for collection of government debt. A federal judge has ordered the shutdown of the Dakota Access oil pipeline pending an environmental review. It's a major victory for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. The pipeline crosses beneath the Missouri River, where the tribe gets its water, and has raised concerns about pollution. The head of the North Dakota Petroleum Council insisted the pipeline is safe.
There's been a lot of back and forth on this Dakota Access pipeline, which carries almost 500,000 barrels of high-quality North Dakota Bakken oil to what is considered the best market in the United States for that oil. But the reality is it's got 3-plus years now of safe operating procedures behind it.
Meanwhile, Duke Energy and Dominion Energy announced that they are canceling development of the $8 billion Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline, a multi-state project. They're canceling it over delays and cost uncertainty. That decision comes despite a recent Supreme Court victory over a key permit. Stocks soared on Wall Street today, boosted by major gains in the technology sector. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 459 points to close at 26,287. The Nasdaq rose 226 points, and the S&P 500 added nearly 50. At least 8 people are dead after 2 small planes collided in northern Idaho. The crash happened Sunday afternoon over Lake Coeur d'Alene. Dive crews located the wreckage in about 125 feet of water. At least 3 children were among the victims. There's no word yet on the cause. The white woman at the center of a viral confrontation with a black man in Central Park was charged today with filing a false report. Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation after she called 911 and claimed that birdwatcher Christian Cooper threatened her after he calmly asked her to leash her dog as required. She was ordered to appear in court in October on the misdemeanor charge. And 2 passings of note tonight. Country music legend Charlie Daniels died today in Tennessee after suffering a stroke. For decades, he was a mainstay on the Nashville scene as a singer, guitarist, fiddler, and bandleader. Charlie Daniels was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2016. Here he is playing his Grammy-winning hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, in 1979. Run, boys, run. Charlie Daniels was 83 years old. And Broadway actor Nick Cordero died on Sunday in Los Angeles from COVID-19 complications. He had been hospitalized for more than 90 days. Cordero appeared in a number of Broadway shows, including Waitress and A Bronx Tale. In 2014, he earned a Tony nomination for his role in the musical Bullets Over Broadway. Nick Cordero was 41. Still to come on the NewsHour, COVID's disproportionate toll on people of color in the U.S., a perfect storm, the increasing threats of hurricanes during the pandemic, political stakes, how President Trump doubles down on racially charged language, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.